and supplies. A crossing with Egypt had been expected to be open yesterday, but it remained closed. Meanwhile, family and friends of those missing following Hamas attacks in Israel are appealing for their safe return. It's understood the younger of two missing British sisters has died. 13-year-old Yahil's mother, Leanne, also died, while her father and 16-year-old sibling remain missing. The Prime Minister said on Monday that at least six British citizens have died and another 10 were reported missing. Andrew Mitchell is the Foreign Office Minister.
We are doing everything we can to negotiate their release.
The 10 that are still missing, do we still think that they're alive?
We pray that they are.
Belgium's interior minister says a gunman suspected of killing two Swedish nationals in Brussels has been shot dead by police. He claimed in a video he was a member of Islamic State and was shot by officers in the city earlier. Sweden's TV4 reporter Olaf Lund feels authorities have been naive considering what's happened in his own country.
There has been burnings of the Quran several times in Sweden the last 6 months, which has raised the threat level from Muslims towards Sweden. That has been very vocal.
A 77-year-old woman hit by a bus when it crashed into a shop in Manchester city centre has died in hospital. A man arrested at the scene has been bailed. And for the first time in nearly 2 years, wages in the UK are rising faster than prices are going up in the shops. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says it's good news that people will have more money in their pockets, but he says we must stick to the financial plan. And proposals could see pupils in England sit digital GCSE and A-levels in the future. The rollout will see many students sitting at least one major subject online by 2030. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's feeling colder. 15 degrees, sunny in Tools and a moderate breeze. Got some nice sunshine at the moment and then it will cloud over by about 4 o'clock for a pretty much cloudy evening, going down to about 11 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be 16 degrees, a little bit sunny in the morning, and then by about 3 o'clock there's a 50% chance of rain, and then that goes up to about a 70 or 80% chance for the rest of the evening up until probably about 12 a.m. Yeah, enjoy today because tomorrow looks like it's going to be very unsettled.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Kicking off this third hour, I thought I'd go a little bit of I might have to stand up and do a bit of a dance. I haven't danced today. I need to do a little bit of moving. Oh, I do love this. This is Sylvester with You Make Me Feel a Mighty Real. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Come on.
This yesterday, here's Joby Fox as a track called Falling. Yes, I'm sure liking that one. Joby Fox with Falling. They kicked off with Sylvester and, I'm feeling a bit cold. My hair's still wet. I was trying to find, see, there's no hair dryer. I do need a bit of a hair dryer. It's literally my hair soaking wet because the hair dryer decided to die this morning just before I came out. It's not warm. It might be all right once I get outside to dry off. At the moment, it's very lank. It's sticking very close to my head. I am going to cut my hair off. It's getting on my nerves. I might actually do you know what? I think I'm going to do a self-cut. I've done that before with a fringe. I used to have a really, really short fringe of about sort of 2 inches. Like, I loved it. And I don't think it's ever really been. People who've got very straight hair in bobs can have that kind of fringe. It looks really, always looks so modern. I think it's a style from like the 1930s. But because I've got really curly, wavy hair, if I don't straighten my fringe, it just sort of sticks up at 10 to 2. So it's not quite the same. We've got the brand new track coming up from, well, it's the track of the day, for Broken Bear with I Cannot Lie. That's coming up in the next 10 minutes. Here's Dakota. This is by the Stereophonics.
Summertime, think it was June. radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
to sing up there. Oh, I love that. That is New Edition with Candy Girl. What else is coming up on a Phoenix FM for today? Let's have a little look at this schedule. Now, after me, you've got Scott Ross. How could I forget? He's winging his way into the studio with a fantastic show, funny stories and some great music. Always good to have a chat with Scott Ross. Drive with Joe Bailey, bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, travel guest in guest the intro and great music. The show that goes like this, Ben Simmons, an unpredictable show, crazy themes, awesome music and loads of interactivity. And then at 8 p.m, new wave and electronic music with the one and only Rob Harvey. The playlist is taking you through from 10 o'clock through till tomorrow, when Mikey Porter will be back with The Breakfast Show. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM. Do, 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 do. I'm going out for a sandwich after the show. Although, to be fair, I've kind of gone off sandwiches a little bit, you know what I mean? Do you know, you have a sandwich and then you don't know what filling to have. I really like them. There's a lovely place called the Bagel Bake in Brentwood, which is not there anymore, which I think closed at Christmas. I love the bagels in there. And then I went to Lakeside and there's a chain bagel place, but it was about £8 for a cup of coffee and a bagel. I was like, no. In fact, I went to a supermarket yesterday, I do have to tell you, and as I was going to like the checkout, the woman said, £5 for a bottle of olive oil. And she went, I know, the prices aren't going to go down. I went, that's not your tagline. I said, your tagline is every little helps. She was laughing. She went, no, it's not going to, they're not going to put the prices down now. They're going to stay as they are. I was like, well, that's nice. Happy days as I left. I hate going shopping now. I hate it because I look at the prices and I'm like, oh, I can't believe that. They're going to laugh. It's so annoying. I happened to get olive oil. And then you're scrappling around looking for possibly like an own brand or which one's the better one to get, you know? We got something from the Happy Sun, Happy Somethings, not the Happy Sundays, Happy Something coming up as well. But let's do the track of the day. I think we should, shall we? Yeah, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Broken Bear. Been playing them on the show for quite a while. They're a great band. You can check them out online as well. There is only one Broken Bear. And this is their brand new track. This is the track of the day, and it's called I Cannot Lie. Asking you about your breakfast. What do you like for breakfast? What do you not like for breakfast? Somebody's mentioned about sugar puffs. It's actually the happy something. She said, sugar puffs, chocolate rice krispies, frosties, basically anything that contains mainly air and sugar are not available on the happy something's breakfast table. But I used to like that. I think there was, sugar puffs I probably did have as a kid occasionally. But I think cereals actually were invented by like the breakfast cereal companies, because before that people would have had things like eggs and bread and bacon and, you know, a bit of bread on jam, but just there wasn't a thing as breakfast cereals. That was a made up thing to make money. So now we're all used to having breakfast cereal, but really you're better off probably having some high protein, a bit, if you can eat eggs, like some scrambled eggs or maybe an omelette or things like that, because they keep you fuller, whereas the sugary stuff gives you a spike in your insulin, which is a little bit of an issue. You're right there, Scott. You listening to my moaning on? Sorry? Scott Ross is in the studio.
Of course he have it.
What, are you all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're a bit windswept. It's windy out there, isn't it?
It's chilly out there.
It's got very long hair. You're a bit like a rock star, actually, coming in here now like that.
I think so. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
There you go.
You're not sorry. He's not sorry because he's a rock star. Now we'll find out. We'll find out what's coming up in your illustrious show. Ooh, where did that word come from? In the next couple of minutes. But I'm going to play some more music. Do you like Daniel Bedingfield?
Who?
Oh dear, oh dear.
Yes, I do.
Who is he?
Daniel Bedingfield. Yeah. I just couldn't hear what you said.
Who? You're so rude, shouting at me like that in my own studio. So rude.
My own studio.
Yeah, it's mine. I own it. Here's Daniel Bedingfield with Wrap My Words Around You.
Is it fair to write a song to a woman? Is it fair play to try to win her heart? Is it right to bring her sonnets in the morning time? To express the first few longings when they start? To express the first few longings when they start? Is it love to let her feelings rise to catch you? Is it okay when her heart begins to fall? Would you blame me if I wrap my words around you, girl? Would I wrong you to say anything at all? Would I wrong you to say anything at all? But if I wrap my words around you, wrap my words around you,
That is a great song. Daniel Bedingfield, Wrap My Words Around You. Just go on to 12:35 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Heat to My Brunch.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a little look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, although what's going on there? No right turn due to traffic signal failure on the A12 into town at Petersfield Avenue. Detour is in operation for buses and the 606 via Gallows Corner and back again. You do have on the roundabout, it's very busy again this morning. I think it's because the lanes closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction of the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28. Expect delays down to one lane, affecting traffic back and onto the roundabout. It's looking clear at the moment, but it's a little bit busier than it normally is. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to automobile work on King's Chase at the B185 King's Road. Wilson's Corner just looking as per normal. Heading down towards Lakeside, it's a clear run, and if you're heading up to the A12, no problems there. Just the 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions, Junction 13 to 16 in both directions. While they do that much-needed resurfacing work, that road was awful, but it's a lot better. It's getting a lot better. There will be some nighttime closures there and diversions in operation. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in an hour. And now we've got Rogue FX with Dylan Machine. This is called Back in Time. Dylan Machine with Back in Time. Just coming up to 12:39. And a little bit of a shout out, actually, for the Brentwood Food Bank. Now, we have been mentioning this on every show on Phoenix FM. Really important. Brentwood Food Bank is part of the national network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Last week, in just 2 days at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after meeting other commitments. If you can help, you can get in contact 01277 224 528 or info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. The best thing to do, though, is go and have a look at our website, all the WsPhoenixFM.com, and you'll find all the details there for the food bank. But what they're looking for at the moment, if you've got any, if you're going shopping and you want to buy, you know, maybe a tin of something or, you know, one of the items I'm going to list, then that's absolutely fine, and it will make all the difference. So tin goods, they're looking for ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines, mince, onion, chicken in sauce, braising steak, chili con carne potatoes, chicken beef casserole, all-day breakfast, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard. And other food items such as jam, spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, toiletries, soap, toothpaste, all cleaners, bleaches, washing up liquid and powders. They do need carrier bags, because obviously they put things into carrier bags to give to people. So if you've got carrier bags, that's wonderful as well. Most urgently, they're looking for tea, shampoo and shower gel. Sometimes when we're thinking about getting food, you don't think about maybe toothpaste and all those, you know, shampoos and things. But again, anything that you can donate would be greatly appreciated. Go to all the WsPhoenixFM.com to have a look. He is Kylie. This is Badum Badum.
Respecting that. need you to hear me say, I need you to hear me say, yeah, yeah. I need you to hear me say, say.
That is Millie Manders and the Shut Up with Shut Your Mouth. Love that song. We've also got London Town by the Conjugates coming up, and we've got the Happy Somethings with Bubble as well. Very good afternoon to Keith, who's out there. Keith is here on a Sunday doing a brilliant show. That's Keith Ball. He's on after Vicky Michelle, who's here on a Sunday too. So make sure you get tuned in. He's a great drummer and a singer as well, is our Keith. He's always got a lot of stories, though. Definitely got a lot of stories. Now, we've got a few stories from the man himself. He's going to tell you what's coming up on his fantastic show. You're right there. Is he awake? Sorry, you look like you nodded off.
No, I haven't nodded off, in spite of your programme.
Well, I deserve that. That was a stab in the front, in fact, not even in the back.
There you go.
Keith, have you heard that? Report that.
I think you should.
Report that. Right, go on then. I'll let go on. Tell us what's coming up. Let me just turn that music up for a second. Sorry, hold on a sec.
That seems reasonable. Well, of course, first off, being a Tuesday, that means that Margaret Mills is going to be along.
We love Margaret!
Yeah, well, I think we do. Now, last week, she was telling us about a guy who might have bumped off one of the kings. We don't know whether he did or
didn't. Elvis? Oh, no.
No, the King of England.
All right.
His family, the rest of his family, who didn't bump off anybody as far as we know, is the topic of today's historical feature from Margaret. And we're also going to be looking at a children's book that very nearly got banned for being sexually explicit. But, of course, it wasn't. Anyway, we'll be hearing all about that and just why it was being banned. All that coming up between 1 and 3 this very afternoon, amidst the sea of music on the massive, wonderful Phoenix 98.
That's what you see when you try and think off the top of your head. It goes. You have to read the script.
It does.
My name is Scott Ross. No, I'm actually going to cross that out next week and put Mrs. Tiddywinkle and see if you actually read that instead.
Well, actually,
my name is Mr. Tiddywinkle, and I will be here between.
I did
one
do that.
Three.
I did do that the other day. there you are. I read it out, and it was absolute rubbish.
Now Keith Ball has got the ump. He's just said, I'm on the radio. He's just sent me a little message between 10 and 12. Get it right.
Yeah, and it's not on a Sunday either.
It's Saturday. Sorry about that. I don't know why you thought... Oh, I know why, because you know he knows Vicky Michelle really well. I thought he was on after Vicky Michelle. Oh, it's not. That's Tony Smith. What am I doing?
No, Tony's
oh, I'm sorry.
On before.
Oh, he's before on before. I Vicky don't know Michelle. What I'm doing today. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Keith. Keith's on Saturday between 10 and 12, and then after him is Weekend Wind-Up.
It is.
Yeah, there we go. So, yeah,
we got it right in the end.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Keith. A bit
Keith.
Like my... You see, you should use my scripts with all the wrong stuff.
I feel really bad, so I'm going to play this now. Are you ready? This is going out for Keith.
Having a ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Yeah.
There we go. You're not getting anything more from my show. I've now corrected my mistake. But if you want to listen to some mistakes, tune in between 1 and 3 for Scott Ross. Right, get you back, you swine. Right, come in, it's amazing. We are friends off air. We are. Honestly, we are. We're not. We never talk.
Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Here is the new one from the Condriacs featuring the Cutting Crew and Ed Rome, and I am singing on backing vocals. This one's for you, Keith.
Sunny days, if Friday comes out and plays, laying down a patch of grass in the city, so there's a man smoking on the river bridge. Yeah. His reflection seems to bother him. As bottles float by, litter in our shores. Do you know if we all got together somehow? Like a tram rat.
something in the air where I can't breathe. Do you know if we all got together somehow, we could clean up every single street in every town?
Loving this track, it's great, isn't it, Keith? It is in the folder if you want to play it at the weekend. That is Conjects featuring Nick Van Eed from the Cutting Crew, Ed Rome, and me on backing vocals. I have to get that bit in there. And you can hear the interview I did with Pete from the Conjects. It's up online, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. It's a really good interview, interesting chat with Pete about the music industry, being an older musician, what that is like, about getting radio play and loads of other stuff as well. And I'll tell you one thing Pete said, which is really interesting. He said in the interview, he said, where are the musicians for the people in their 40s, 50s and 60s? Because if you've already made it when you're 20 years old, then obviously you'll probably stay famous for the rest of your life. But where are the new musicians? And why isn't a record company or somebody actually going, actually, we've got a market of people in their 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s that we can actually push stuff to? Why aren't we signing some fresh new music that nobody's heard? I think that would work pretty well. So you've got Scott Ross coming up for the next 2 hours with his fantastic lunchtime show. Make sure you stay chained to that. Not don't be chained to that, because that wouldn't be right. Thank you very much to Alison for listening in, Paul for listening in as well, and also good afternoon to Keith. And you can catch him on Saturdays between 10 and 12 with Having a Ball on a Saturday. So I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm just going to go off and think, have a nice, fancy a nice cup of coffee. I fancied a bagel, to be fair, like a smoked salmon and cream cheese bagel, but I don't think there's a bagel place now in Brentwood, so I'm going to have to scrap it around. I don't want a big sandwich. That's the other thing. I fancy a sandwich, but then I don't really fancy a massive sandwich. Are you coming over here? I've been talking now. I don't know what's happening. It's all gone wrong. I've over-talked, haven't I?
I don't
know. Yo, it's 58 minutes now. You should have sat here about 2 minutes ago. I'll play a jingle. That's not going to work either. Going to leave you with Always With Pharmacist, while Scott Ross runs over here to sit in the seat. We'll be right back.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.